Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News, KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A pair of armed men robbed a Taco Bueno in East Wichita early today. It happened around 2:10 a.m. 911 dispatchers say one person suffered minor injuries at that location. Suspects are described as two black males wearing hoodies. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We had several inches of rain that dumped over southeast Sedgwick and southwestern Butler counties last night with a thunderstorm that just didn't move much. As we go throughout the afternoon, a frontal boundary is going to be lifting to the north and we'll likely see some thunderstorms form and move our way later on in the afternoon and evening. Today's high 95. Thunderstorms tonight, some could be strong to severe with a low 71. 95 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy and 76 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. A Wichita robbery suspect has been arrested, says Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow.
This was referenced the robbery that occurred on June 6th at the Presto, located in the 500 block of North Seneca. The female suspect was identified as Priscilla Sebastian, a 40-year-old female.
The woman was booked into jail for aggravated robbery. Officials with the Rolling Hills Zoo near Salina say a southern white rhinoceros has been euthanized.
The zoo said in a news release that the rhino, named Millie, was euthanized Wednesday because of declining health and old age. She was one of the first animals at Rolling Hills, arriving in 1996 as part of the white rhinoceros species survival plan. She was born in South Africa and came to Salina from the Knoxville Zoo. The rhino's age was between 46 and 51. White rhinos are considered a near-threatened species with about 20,000 remaining in the wild. Her body will be taken to Kansas State University for a necropsy to determine the cause of death. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas motorists continue to enjoy falling gasoline prices since the Memorial Day holiday, with average pump prices across the state this week declining 4 cents to $2.15 per gallon. Jennifer Hall with AAA Kansas says there are multiple reasons gas prices are dropping.
Between the extra buildup of crude oil in the last week or so, and the U.S. continues to increase their production, even though OPEC is sort of suppressing some of their production, we continue to add rigs. That's helping keep those prices down.
Kansas has the 10th least expensive gas in the country this week. Harvest season is underway in Kansas. And Lieutenant Adam Winters of the Kansas Highway Patrol warns us of the dangers of sharing the highways with large, slow-moving farm vehicles.
You know, you see these farm vehicles, obviously they're traveling at a much slower speed. You'll have some that hit the farm implement, you know, from the back, and obviously you have some that'll turn in front of the farm implement thinking that they can make it, knowing that they are going a slower speed.
There have been 22 crashes recorded this year involving farm equipment. The Kansas Board of Regents set to vote today on increasing tuition at Kansas colleges. Each of the state's public schools is asking for more money to help with budget issues. The University of Kansas is asking for a 2.5% increase for undergrads, while Kansas State University wants a 3% increase. Depending on schools, the increase would amount to students paying between $55 and $240 more per semester. That increase, 2.5%, is proposed at Wichita State University as well. KNSS National News Time, 8:33.
The congressional baseball game will go on tonight, even after the shooting that left Steve Scalise and four others wounded. Among those hit, congressional staffer Zach Barth, who says he was in the outfield when he heard the shots ring out.
And at that point, the shooter trained his rifle on me, and everything around me just started to pop. Then I felt the bullet hit my leg. I decided that wasn't the place I needed to be. I was just a sitting duck out there.
He says he is grateful to the Capitol Police officers who saved his life.
It was a very scary moment, but without, you know, Agents Bailey and Griner, I think it would have been much worse.
Those who survived the Gabrielle Giffords shooting in 2011 say this attack on lawmakers shows how vitriolic American political discourse has become. President Trump critical on Twitter of the Russia investigation, as reports say Robert Mueller's investigation may be widening. British Prime Minister Theresa May ordering a full public investigation into the high-rise fire in London. She visited the site today. 17 dead. The number will rise. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. It's 8:35 here on a Thursday morning, June 15th, right in the middle of the month. And yesterday's high temperature was 93. Normal high for the date, 86 degrees. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. And Ted, tell us about what's going on in the world of entertainment this morning.
We'll top off our discussion today about Manchester Arena being closed, more on the Cosby trial, and another music tour is getting underway.
It's going to be a while before Manchester Arena hosts any new concerts. The British venue's announced it's remaining closed until September while they repair the exterior damage caused by the May 22nd bombing following Ariana Grande's concert there. Some 9 shows are canceled so far by acts including Celine Dion, Radiohead, Linkin Park, Kings of Leon, and Blink 182. An update on the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial. Jurors in Norristown, Pennsylvania, Wednesday asked to hear again accuser Andrea Constand's testimony about the night of the alleged 2004 attack and the cross-examination. Wednesday marked the second full day of deliberations, which began Monday night. Fleetwood Mac's hitting the road next year for a world tour. Singer-songwriter Christine McVie spilled the news to the BBC's One Show.
Oh, the Fleetwood Mac tour.
Yeah.
We're going to start rehearsing in March next year, and then the tour is around June.
I'm Christopher Watson.
Speaking of Manchester, a special honor for singer Ariana Grande be considered by the city of Manchester.
Ariana Grande may become an honorary citizen of Manchester, England. City leaders say she exemplifies the, quote, resilient and compassionate way the city responded to the terrorist attack following her May 22nd concert at Manchester Arena. Her One Love Manchester concert, just 13 days later, raised millions of dollars for the victims. Manchester City Council leader Richard Lee said it seemed a, quote, fitting moment to give Grande the honor. The proposal goes before the council on July 12th. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Some rule changes for the Grammys, and music's biggest night embraces the digital age. Bruno Mars won a Grammy as part of Adele's Album of the Year win last year. He produced one song. Under the new Grammy rules, he wouldn't have won. Now you have to have worked on at least a third of the project. Also now, songwriters are eligible for that Album of the Year prize. Strangely, they weren't before. Just the artists, producers, and engineers. And now, when Recording Academy members vote for Adele or whomever, they can do it with a click. Yes, it is 2017, and the Grammys are finally switching to online voting for its 13,000 members. The Recording Academy hopes that will attract younger voters and musicians on tour during voting season. The Walenda family is returning to Niagara Falls. Daredevil Erindira Walenda will be suspended over the falls by a helicopter as she performs an aerial routine, including dangling by her teeth. She will have on a safety harness. 5 years ago, her husband Nick performed a tightrope walk across Niagara Falls. Erindira says she hopes her performance inspires mothers everywhere.
Never give up on your passions. Like, being an aerialist is everything to me. I never gave up, so hopefully people see that.
The Flying Walendas.
You ever, you know, when I was a kid, we tried to do that on my mom's clothesline.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not very good. I won't go into it. But clothesline doesn't hold you up.
I was going to say, was there damage to humans or the clothesline or both?
There's the clothesline.
Yeah. Didn't.
We, as youngsters,
we. Clothesline can barely handle the weight of a bird, much less you.
Yeah. Just one more instance where he got into a lot of trouble with mom. You know?
Right, yeah. Hijinks.
There you go.
There it goes again.
But we were working without a net.
Yeah, there you go. Some celebs find out what happens when you tick off the president. You get blocked.
Ooh.
The guy behind such classics as The Shining and Misery is known for his way with words. Lately on Twitter, Stephen King has been using his talents to target President Trump, calling him our idiotic president, a nut job, and more. Trump apparently is tired of this tirade and has blocked Stephen King on Twitter. And that, according to the author, who quipped, quote, I may have to kill myself. Luckily, fellow member and Trump critic J.K. Rowling has King's back. She writes that she still has access to Trump's tweets and will direct message Trump's tweets to Stephen King.
Okay.
So, as the bickering goes on Twitter.
Why don't you just go play golf or something? I don't know.
Let's get some more on Bachelor in Paradise, the trouble there, and a big week for Ice Cube.
Both contestants at the center of the misconduct that shut down Bachelor in Paradise are speaking out for the first time. Corinne Olympio says she can't really remember what happened on the night in question, but that she's a victim and suffered physical and emotional trauma while filming the show. DeMario Jackson was also involved and says in a statement that his character and family name have been assassinated. We still don't know officially what happened to cause the show to shut down production. The producer, Warner Brothers, says it's investigating.
20 detainees recognize that photo.
Oscar nominee Jessica Chastain may be joining her first comic book franchise as a bad guy. She's reportedly in talks to join the upcoming X-Men spinoff Dark Phoenix. Chastain would play the alien villain Lalandra. And this is a good week for Ice Cube, a star on the Walk of Fame, and now, today, is his birthday. He's 48. Today was a good day. I'm Jason Athenson.
And Ice Cube, he's a big star.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's having a buffo week.
Yes, sir.
Got a few anniversaries to talk about today. Okay. Steve, it was 10 years ago on this day, the final day that Bob Barker hosted The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah. 10 years.
One of your absolute
favorites. Oh, one of my huge heroes.
Bob, can you do a Bob Barker for me? Do a little Bob?
We've reset the Plinko board!
Plinko!
The lovely Janice has reset the Plinko board. Bob Barker's finale as host of The Price is Right was 10 years ago on this day.
I remember when he did Truth or Consequences. Mm-hmm. Way back.
Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple movies anniversaries today.
Okay.
50 years ago on this day, coming out in Wichita movie theaters, The Dirty Dozen. You have any thoughts on this movie?
Well, I saw that with, I don't know who, one or two of my high school buddies.
Oh, there you go.
I think. And, you know, we were into it. In fact, we, we renamed our basketball team The Dirty Five.
Wow. Very good. And this is a very successful movie.
Yeah, it was.
They made it for about $5 million
and
raked in $45 million. And on the cast.
Yeah, cast.
We can go down, you know.
Lee Marvin. Ernest Borgnine.
Football player Jim Brown.
Ernest Borgnine.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Clint Walker. Charles Bronson. Trini Lopez. Yeah. Telly Savalas.
Wow.
Good cast.
Every one of them a distinct character.
Yeah.
All thugs.
Good stuff. The Dirty Dozen. That came out 50 years ago today. And, Steve, let's talk about a movie that came out 40 years ago on this day in Wichita theaters. Tentacles. Do you remember this one?
No! Tentacles?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Film. Octopus?
Yeah, it's a super giant octopus is attacking a seaside tourist resort. Of course, it's, you know, they're trying to catch in on the Jaws
phenomenon.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, tentacles.
This one had to do with a huge octopus attacking people. There were a few people in the cast, including John Huston, Shelley Winters, and Henry Fonda.
No!
Probably the low point of all their careers,
yes.
You might have to think.
How big was this octopus, does it say?
Oh, it's just humongous.
Oh,
it's giant. Yes, giant octopus captures and devours human swimmers and boaters, picking their skeletons clean of flesh and bone marrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah,
John Huston is a newspaper reporter. And Henry Fonda is the head of an underwater tunnel company, and they think that his radio signals have been agitating the octopus causing it to attack humans.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The film Tentacles came out in Wichita theaters 40 years ago today.
Make a lot of calamari there, you know.
Hank Fonda. Yeah. There you go. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty pizza every day, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Head on down K-15 to 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in
Derby. 844 Steve and Ted, a new owner for a Wichita entertainment venue. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.